Good evening, Rabbeisai. Good evening. We're carrying on Hilchas Shliach Tzibur. And we shall be addressing tonight, amongst other Shailas, we'll be addressing what happens if somebody has got Yahrzeit, but people don't want him to daven before the Amud, because he sounds flat. What are you meant to do with him? Another Shaila we'll be addressing as well tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem. Generally speaking, what's better, a chazan who gets paid or a chazan who does voluntary service? What's better? And another shayla we'll be discussing as well, Mitzvah Hashem, we started mentioning it yesterday, is a shayla of what if somebody is two people who really have a lot of tension between the chazan and a member of the shul. For years already, it's going back down. You know, one of those machlokes, they don't even know why they don't talk anymore. They don't know, they're not on talking times, don't remember why. Is there any way they could, one can daven for the other? Is there any problems of him davening for the people that they know? What happens if the person hates the chazan, but the chazan has got no problem with him, or vice versa? What happens then? Another interesting shay we'll be addressing as well is what if you've got this chazan who is absolutely this beautiful, this amazing voice, really special, and he knows the Nuschat feel amazing, beautiful, and he's really amazing, and his price is also okay. There's only one problem. He's a goy. And he's got a very reasonable price as well. And is it okay to employ him to do the service? So those, amongst other shaylas, will be addressed tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. What do you think about the goy, by the way? Huh? What do you think about the goy? Can you not? Pistominish. Because you have a minion, let's be clear. You have a minion without him. You have a minion without him.
Nope. Yes, but he's interceding for the Kehillah before Hashem. How can he do that?
Good. Very nice. Okay. Let us see what Shulchan Aruch says. So we started speaking. I want to address the last point of the Ramah, when page 166. The last word of the top line. So the Shulchan Aruch said, the Ramah reads the following: Mishu soine shliach tzibu. Mishu soine leshliach tzibu. Somebody who hates, they hate each other. Leshliach tzibu lo yalele sefer toirik shekoyat uchocha, shun bikodaf at uchocha. Now here there is an interesting Ramah that says the following. Interesting Mishnah, in Sefkot Nun Zayin. In Sefkot Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. Kosav, I'm skipping a few lines, and after the Pribogotim, he says the following. Kosav bedake Moshe b'shem Azurua, dake Moshe is of course the Ramah, quotes to Azurua, and he says the following. Ein shliach tzibu, a chazen does not need to, tzorich lehachnif le tzibu, b'mili d'shmaya, v'tzorich lechichon. You do not need the chazen to be the person who goes around being mechiach others in shul. You know, your tefillin should be replaced. You should be mechazek in Hilchas Shabbos. Your lashon hara needs a bit of improvement. He's not the kind of. He doesn't need to do that. He doesn't need to be the one who goes around the shul telling everybody where they need to improve. But what is the only thing he does need to ensure is ach binyone atzmoi, when it comes to his own matters, yirel havir al midoisav, who should make sure that he's got good midas and he's ma'avir al midoisav, v'yov le'akol v'chidele kamei. He should be very popular amongst people. He should be a kind of situation that is very popular and beloved amongst the kehila. If you've got a chazan who is employed, you need to ensure that people like him and people respect him and he's beloved amongst the community. He doesn't need to be the one who tells people off. That's not part of his job. But part of his job is to ensure that people appreciate him and people respect him. Yeah. I don't know. Rabbi Saib, what do you think about this interesting shaila? Is it up to the chazan to ensure there's no talking?
Sometimes they pause during
chazan. They pause. Yeah, does that work?
Yeah.
It works? Yeah. Ah, okay, so maybe. Does it work? Yeah. So it works. And it works. People go quiet. Okay, fine. So if it works, it works, I suppose. Yeah. It might not be his job per se, but if it works. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Nun Ches addressed the following point. A person if the Shliach Tzibu, understanding if the Shliach Tzibu hates a member of the community, that is a problem. Why is that a problem?
Because he's
stumbling
for
him. Yeah, so that's not going to work. You can't have a Shliach Tzibu, a Chazan, who hates one of the Mispalalim, and he hates him, so that's not going to work. He can't be Mispalal on his behalf. He can't daven on his behalf. But, so that's self-understood. What happens if it's the other way around? That the Shliach Tzibu is a very, the Shliach Tzibu, it's the other way around. That it's the person who hates the Shliach Tzibu. A person hates the Shliach Tzibu. Well, that chazan, no way. And he actually was thinking of going for Musaf into a different shul, but then he changed his mind. He really, really, really can't. Is that a problem or not? That way around. If you hate the Shliach Tzibu, is that a problem?
No.
Not a problem.
That's a problem for him.
It's a problem for him. Go somewhere else. Says the Mishneh Berurah, I think it's a fascinating, psychologically inspiring Mishneh Berurah. Sef kotten nun ches, soin le Shliach Tzibu, roi tzeloi ma. Kiven shui soin le shatz, since he hates the Shliach Tzibu, hates the chazan, mistome, chances are, hashatz gamken eino havoi. Chances are that the chazan himself is not too keen on him either. It's normally, and why is that? Ki kamayim haponim leponim. Normally, it goes two ways. It's unlikely that you're really keen on someone and he hates you all the other way around. So if you hate the chazan, chances are that he doesn't like you too much either. Ki kamayim ponim leponim. And therefore, if you hate the chazan, it's a problem. You have to work on your midas, and then probably, without a doubt, it's gonna go both ways and you'll be alright. But if you hate the chazan, says the Ramah, you actually have got a problem.
Talking about a personal animosity, yeah. Not just he doesn't like his voice.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely, correct. Yeah. If the person hating the chazan doesn't really matter, but what happens is the Mishneh Berurah says that the chazan is not going to like him. If the chazan doesn't like a mispalel, then he can't be moitzim.
That's not the case.
Yeah, it would be okay. It would be okay. It would be okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Chof is an interesting Yahrzeit Shaila. As we mentioned earlier, let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Im echod roitze loy matfele b'shvel aviv. If you've got a person who wants to daven Yahrzeit for his father, ki im echod if one roitze loy matfele wants to daven for the omet b'shvel his father on behalf of the neshama of his father who is deceased, ve'echod and somebody else roitze. And you've got another mispalel who wants to daven as yahrzeit, not for his father, but for somebody else. So who are you meant to daven? You've got a yahrzeit. You've got two yahrzeit. One is for his father, one for somebody else. Two different mispalelim.
Is this including his mother or not including
his
mother?
No.
So his mother would have the same...
It would not be. Father and mother would be the same. Right? Misha Yirtzak, so who are you meant to daven? So both of them have got yahrzeit. Misha Yirtzak called Shoemer Atfila. So he goes according to the community, who the community wants. Whoever the community wants, whoever wants, he should go for it. Who Yoemer, he should daven. Mishneh Berurah Sif Kot Nun Tes. This is a very important Mishneh Berurah, and I've seen Poiskim who speak about this, and not everybody. Let's see what Mishneh Berurah says. If God nun test, Bishvil Aviv, Perish Shemes Aviv, his father is deceased, Veroitzele Ispalel, and he wishes to daven, Kederach Avelim, like the Avelim, like the mourners, Kitfila, he yois a mitzvah miras Kaddish, because daven for the Omo is a greater mitzvah than Kaddish. So this is interesting because you have people who are reluctant to take the Omo because they say that the main thing is Kaddish anyway. There is definitely a great aliyah in the Neshama, it's a great aliyah for the Neshama to say Kaddish, no doubt about it. But the Mishneh Berurah's opinion is, and understand that is achronim who don't go that way, but the Mishneh Berurah's opinion is that tefillah, to daven for the Amud, is a greater yet aliyah for the Neshama than Kaddish. So the Mishneh Berurah says, ki tefillah yoyis ha-mitzvah miyas Kaddish, to daven for the Amud is a greater aliyah for the Neshama than Kaddish. I know there's people out there who don't understand that way, but that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah says, pardon? Yes, I don't see why not. Yeah. Having said that if there comes to a machlokas, etc., etc., all the poskim quote that in there's early authorities who say that, of course, if there's a disagreement, the greater neshama than creating a machlokas, a greater aliyah for the neshama, greater yet, then davening for the amud, of course, is not to make a machloikus amongst two people. So if there is two people in the yotzad, and you know that the tension is just increasing by the minute, he wants to take the amud, and he wants to take the amud, and here. So greatest aliyah for the neshama is to make sure there's peace and there's shalom, and that to be mevata, as the poskim say, this is put down in the poskim, not in the balemus. So the poskim say to be mevata is the greatest aliyah for the neshama than can be. So, yeah, but having said that, if on the normal circumstance, if you can't take the Amud, Mishnah Berurah says it's bigger yet than saying Kaddish. Yeah.
Does that mean the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah don't hold that there's a precedence in if someone has Yotzat Mephala versus like somebody else?
So that's very interesting. From this Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that way. Although you are right, there is something later on which we're going to be learning shortly called Ma'amar Kaddishim, which Mishnah Berurah does go into details of Kadima, but this Shulchan Aruch where it would appear. Yeah. Now, so Mishnah Musaf Kotten Samach says the following. Shirza call. Mishnah Musaf says, Hatam, the Dafke Kaddish Yocholoima Bishvil Aviv. A Kaddish, a person can say for his father. Ve'en Rishus Biadakol Itchoisoi. Community has got no right to tell a person not to say Kaddish. Anybody who wishes to say Kaddish, community can't stop him. However, but you cannot impose on the tzibur to be a chazan. If the kehilah doesn't want you to be a chazan, you can't impose. He can't impose on the shliach tzibur.
There are certain shuls that only let one yotzeit take kaddish at a time.
Right. Very good. So therefore, I hear that. That doesn't contradict that. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says in a minute. An individual that cannot be moiche, as we mentioned earlier, in order not to increase machlokes. Either going to a majority or you're going to the chosen people. As was written before, in the name of Achonim. And there are places, and this seems to be the Makoyo for Gateshead. I think that's what you mentioned. There are places that is a takana in shul. We do not allow the ovel. We don't allow a person davening for the amud the entire week. For the amud, only the shliach tzibur. Nobody takes the amud. Only the shliach tzibur. And this is not, this takana, this menik is not to be pushed away. Says the brackets, Venasis, and this takana was established, Mipnei Ameratzes, for Ameratzim, She'einom Yoidim, who do not know, Mevinim and understand, Habrochis, Vatfilois, they don't understand the brochas, nor the tfilis, Ve'oimrim, Tos, Ve'ikazilusa. They make mistakes, and it becomes disrespectful. Lochei, Lekach, therefore, Tiknu, the way they established, Afila Yoidim, even people who do know, Shalai Spalilu, that they shouldn't dam before the Omut, Mishum, the Lelesele, Tsuyim. In order that there should be no Machloikas. So there is an established Minek, says the Mishnah Berurah in some places, that you don't give somebody a Yod, you don't give him the Omut. Because occasionally it will happen that he doesn't know how to dam before the Omut. And we shouldn't allow him to dam. And then you're going to get to a very sticky situation. We really appreciate this Mishnah Berurah. So therefore we say, no way, there's always a Shliach Tzibur davening for the Amud, even on weekdays. Yes, was that what you said? On weekdays was also like that? On weekdays, no. But that seems to be even on weekdays, you always, the Chazan and nobody takes the Amud. Nobody takes the Amud, only the Chazan. Kaddish, of course, fine. But when it comes to the Amud, no. Aval, Ochein, Bemokim, Deleket, Akonam, in a Kavu, in a place that there is no established Minik, Mitzvah, Akol, and Yech, Ovel, Ispale, the Mitzvah, to allow the Ovel, Yotzai, to daven for the Amud, Shunach, Azuach, Rameis, this causes Nach, Azuach, for the Meis, Humatziloi, and saves him, Medina, Shal Gehenem, from Gehenem. Humiu, however, Vadaik, Shen Yoch, Lachtach, Oisius, if he doesn't know how to read, Vachdoim, or similar, Eilol, Ispale, if the Amud, he shouldn't take the Amud. Finally, an additional interesting halacha, Kosam Moganavom, that Moganavom writes, in Yesh Ovel Umoyel, if there's an Ovel Umoyel who want to take the Amud, Nitcha Ovel Minat Filimach Masamoyel, you push away the Ovel and the Moyel that takes the Amud. V'yoyim Shemeis Be'ovi V'me'imoy, if it's the yard side of his parents, Shikur in yard side, Doichel Amoyel V'Ovel, then you take the Moyel, the Doichel Amoyel V'Ovel, that pushes everybody away. Yard side pushes everybody away. So it's interesting that there is, nowadays it's not so common, but the Moyel, the idea of a Moyel taking the Amud, I don't think it's so common nowadays anymore. It definitely was for many generations, that the Moyel takes the Amud, the day that he makes the bris. Yeah.
Is that why Moyel
probably when they arrive in shul, they don't tend to daven with a minyan of
I think the way nowadays is just out of practical reasons, and I don't think there is a halachic reason for it. I don't think there is. But it was definitely... No, there are kelis that are still makbet. Yeah, there are still kelis that are makbet. It's nowadays in the big kelis, in the big cities, that they sometimes, on average day, they sometimes do two or even three bris in a day. Things have changed. But in the kelis that is one moil and there's one bris, which happens every few weeks, they will do that. They will certainly... Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know. Although I think that I saw somewhere that the ikka aliyah neshama is for the b'shmona esa. I don't remember where I saw that, but I seem to have seen that it's b'ikka d'shmona esa. So it's from Boch onwards, etc. I don't know. I'm talking the same way. It's not sure, but it's a good aura. I'm not 100% sure that I saw it somewhere. I don't know where. Okay. Seif Chav Alef. Ein lemano yishleach tzibur al pisar oved gilulim. We do not appoint a shliach tzibur according to the wish of a goyish minister. He's not to appoint a shliach tzibur. Even if the majority of the community want this fellow, he davens beautifully. But it's just, you can't, you know, the goy being appointed or appointing, it's just inappropriate. We don't go according to, you know, it has to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, very much your word in Sifkot and Samach Beis. Even if the majority, they say, oh, he's got such a lovely voice, he's amazing. You don't go, it is chas v'sholem not to accept service to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's highly inappropriate that it's for goyim to have anything to do with our tefillahs. And we distance that, they have no say in our tefillahs, don't present us by our tefillahs, and therefore, certainly, we ensure that such a thing wouldn't happen. Seif Chav Beis. Shliach Tzibur Bischa Adif Kfei Mibinadova. Very interesting. So I mentioned earlier, the Shaila, what is better? If you were to choose a paid chazan or a voluntary chazan, what is better? So Shulchan Aruch says, black and white, Shliach Tzibur Bischa, a paid chazan, Odif is better, Odif Tfei is better than a voluntary chazan. Why is that, Rabbi Isai? Why? Mo'emas HaTzibur, if he's paid. Yeah, Mo'emas, yeah?
He knows he's doing a proper job.
Very good. We all know, very good. We all know what it's like to do a job for free and to do it when we get paid. There is a difference. No? What do you think?
Human nature.
Shulchan Aruch totally in line with that. Human nature. What do you think? Why is that?
Because you get someone out of town. You know.
I agree that often financially it's not possible, but in principle, if there's tons and tons of money available, who would do the and you pay somebody to do the job, or you do somebody for free, who would do the better job? If there's plenty of money available. Oh, this is a nice svara. He did Hashem Shemai. Yeah. That will last for 1 week, 2 weeks. What happened after? Nice. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that shortly. It's a very good question. Why is a Rebbe allowed to get paid? It's a very good question.
Can't do a job at the same time, so he's going to be living off something.
Yeah. It's a very good question. You are actually going into an interesting topic. How can it be that one gets paid for teaching Torah? Which is very, very good question. How can one take money for teaching Torah? Very good question. Which is not directly... It's a very interesting Shaila. It's a topic on its own. Yeah, absolutely. When you're not really meant to get paid for it. Good. Davening is a bit different, but let us see what the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons why a chazan should get paid, if possible, if affordable. Often, and let's be pragmatic, often there's no money for that. But if it's possible, Mishnah Berurah says two reasons. Sifkot and Samach Gimel. Bischa Odev. Shebezeh ein achesh ein hokun reshai lifshet raglo veleispalel. Like this, if somebody gets paid, then we can say, then you can ensure that people who can't daven, were not meant to daven for the Amud, they don't take the Amud. He said it's politically very correct. Because if you pay somebody, you can say, listen, I know you really would like to daven, but we want to get our money's worth. We paid them, you know, at the beginning of it, we paid him for a week, they're married as well. Really, so we wish, but you know, you just can't take the Amud because we want to get our money's worth. But if he's doing it for free, then the person is going to say, well, it's anyway for free, so, you know, let him get him, take it. Should have a break tonight, and I'm going to take the Amud. And really, you don't want to give him the Amud. So he said, for political reasons, it's much better to get pay somebody. If the person would do voluntary, everybody could take the Amud. And you can be sure that people are going to take the Amud, which you don't want them to take the Amud. Additionally, keywords, he'll be himself more careful. But philosophy, when he davens, the way he approaches his work, very much what you're saying, Mr. Kehlet, human nature. A person who gets paid does his job differently. Nothing you can do about it. Hoylu v'scharu, if he gets paid, v'sochiru, he's paid, paid job, you do things differently. Av sheish bechinom, although there are free available choice, the people who do it for free, tzrichen ha'anim, gam ken litin tzchiru z'ashatz, sheshatz b'schar adif. Now it's going to lead into a discussion about who is going to pay for that chazna. Very interesting question. The Shulchan Aruch already, we're going to see that discussion. That who is meant to pay for that chazan? Okay, so we're understanding that ideally it's better if he gets paid. Who is meant to pay for it? Who is meant to pay for it? We'll get to that shortly. But let's see what the Ramah says. We'll get to that point, I believe, tomorrow. But let's just see what the Ramah says over here. To finish off Sif Chav Beis, ve'ein la'odom, and a person is not meant to, ve'ein la'odom, le'ispalil b'lo'i rotzoin, a person is not meant to daven b'lo'i rotzoin, without the wish hakol of the community. Person is not meant to impose yourself on the tzibur. V'chol mi shumispal bechazaka, whoever takes the omud by force, you just grab the omud and you start bochu, you know, with that voice, you know, everybody else says, no, don't, and you just go for the bochu. Bechazaka v'derech almos, and by force, ein oinin omen acha bechosav. You don't say omen as a protest. He's all happy about his beautiful, achievement that he has made, his chazonas, and then he's waiting for this loud omen in the back, and it's all quiet. So that's the way you're going to protest. And then he looks back, and so that's the way you're going to protest. No flags and no throwing tomatoes. What you do is you just don't say omen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a very nice Mishnah Berurah, which is good to remember. It's Sifkot Samachay. Polerotzen ein la odom leiskoitet ba'avur shom mitzvah. Never fight for a mitzvah. Kegoin, such as glilas, sefer Torah. If you're really desperate to have the glila, if you really want a glila, don't fight for it. Sharei Shoninu, as the Mishnah says, atznuin moishchenes ideihem. The tznuim, I think over here means the elegant people, the tznistige people, the good midas people, Moshchen is them, they pull away their hands, Melechem Aponim, from the Lechem Aponim, Vagagonim, Choytfim, and the people who have no midas, the grabbers, the chappers, Choytfim, they chap. Vachiles Lechem Aponim, and the grabbing of, the eating of Lechem Aponim, a mitzvah. So he's bringing a mission over here, that there's a concept of eating Lechem Aponim, it's a mitzvah to eat Lechem Aponim. But who really are the and there's not sufficient for everybody. So people who just chapped, they grabbed the Lechem Aponim, because it's a mitzvah. So they went and they grabbed, and they chapped the Lechem Aponim. But then it was others that snew him, that snistigi people. They moshchanes them, they pulled away the hand they didn't have. So who really are the great people over there? The people who grabbed chap the mitzvah, or the people who pulled the hand away? Who are really the great people? Obviously, the people who didn't chap the mitzvah. Yeah, so it sounds like non yanim cheshmi, it sounds like. Yeah. You know, it's like the people, I always think, you know, people who run to the sefer to kiss the sefer Torah, but on the way they step on everybody's toes. You know, you're pushing people away, and then you are trying to kiss the sefer Torah. You know, it's a big zach to give it, but it doesn't allow you to step on other people's toes. And it is poshut. The dafkim a mitzvah is kamal the acher is, of course, is only the case if the mitzvah will be fulfilled by through somebody else. Every mitzvah is batel legamer. If the mitzvah will be cancelled altogether, kagon achnos oichem, such achnos oichem, achzokas talmud Torah, or achzokas talmud Torah, v'yesh bedolim chois. Then v'yesh bedolim chois. So Mishmur says that generally whenever it's possible, you should chap the mitzvah and you should take the mitzvah, but if it's somebody else's cheshbon, keep your hands away from it. Okay, just to recap what we learned tonight. We learned a soine, but people don't get on. So, of course, ideally, I want you to try to make shalom. I think the starting point is we try to make shalom. But if they can't get to a consensus, then the halacha is they shouldn't be davening, or you shouldn't be davening on each other's behalf. We spoke if the chazan hates the mispalel, that's a problem. But even if the mispalel hates the shliach tzibur, that's not going to work because probably it's two sides. It goes both ways. We then learned also that the shliach tzibur's duty is not to tell people off if there's anything going wrong. It's not his duty. He should see to himself to have good middos. We also learned afterwards the halacha of somebody has got yahrzeit for his father and somebody else got yahrzeit for somebody else. Both have got yahrzeit. The halacha is the killer is about to can choose who should take the amud. The Mishnah Berurah says, speaks about a minig that never chiyuv should take the amud, and it's always a regular shliach tzibur. He seems to approve that minig. If the minig is not taking place, if the minig is not established, then chiyuv should take the amud as long as he can daven properly. Never to make a machlokes about this, and never to fight about this, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch then continues and says that a goy should not be involved in appointments of shliach tzibur. It's highly inappropriate. They've got no say in our tefillas. Sif Chov Beis teaches us that the shliach tzibur b'schai, if he gets paid, is better than somebody who does it voluntary. And the Mishnah Berurah, the main reason is because he's more careful with his davening. We finally learned that a person should never impose his tefillas on somebody else. Don't grab the amud. Just don't fight for it. If you're asked, then it's fine. If you're not asked, then leave it to somebody else to do. Never push yourself to the front. And certainly, if it's on somebody else, keep yourself to yourself. And we'll carry on tomorrow.